This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the results from the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
Senate is now in session.
The amended 2020 session saw fewer measures become law than usual, with 13 Missouri Senate and 34 Missouri House of Representatives bills making it to the finish line. In addition, five separate resolutions were also successful this year. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says there were several achievements this year in addition to the budget.
We were able to get some significant policy victories, electronic tracking system for rape kits, delivering justice to Missouri victims, sexual violence, the universal licensing reciprocity that eliminates bureaucratic barriers to making it easier for professionals who are qualified to work in Missouri, especially additional health care workers.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds, expanding COVID-19 testing in our state is only one part of the puzzle.
We approved a historic vote-by-mail law to help Missourians safely cast the ballot during this pandemic. We passed the Justice for Survivors Act to expand access to rape kits. We brought awareness to and protections for Missourians in need of an organ transplant. We expanded coverage for breast cancer screenings, and we extended the postpartum depression care for new moms.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says it was imperative for lawmakers to return to the Capitol and finish the legislative session.
The legislature coming back was a signal and a symbol that we as public servants, as elected officials from all corners of the state, want to come back and do the work of the people in a responsible way. And I commend my colleague who came back and took the necessary precautions. We're safe, but we're also effective in doing the job that we've been elected to do.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she was successful in adding one of her priorities to another bill.
I'm really proud of the bipartisan work on that legislation that helped get it through the process, and the fact that these survivors not only will be provided the appropriate forensic medical exam they need and the trauma-informed care they need, but also will be utilized to put those perpetrators behind bars.
The executive branch is now reviewing all of the measures received this year. The deadline to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature is July 14th. Most new laws take effect in Missouri on August 28th. Missouri's next fiscal year will start on July 1st. The operating budget for fiscal year 2021 was sent to the governor before the constitutionally mandated 6 p.m. deadline on May 8th. Barring a return for an extra session, lawmakers do not expect to come back to Jefferson City until the annual veto session in September.
I move that the Senate adjourn. Signing.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.